inviting you to the Sauk County Fair now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's still waiting to see what's next for President Biden. During last night's news conference, he took questions for nearly an hour, but this morning, the list of Democrats saying he should maybe go is growing. Here's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
ABC has confirmed that the Biden campaign has actually been doing polling, looking at how Kamala Harris would do running against Donald Trump. Now, they say they're just doing this because, you know, Trump's been attacking Harris a lot and, you know, it would be malpractice not to do it. I don't really understand that explanation at all. Clearly, people are, even inside Biden's team, are at least, you know, raising questions about what it would mean if Biden needed to step aside.
AT&T says a 2022 security breach compromised the data of its cell phone customers and any landline users that interacted with them. Much of Southeast Texas still in the dark after Hurricane Beryl. More than a million people still have no power. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The man charged in the shooting death of a Columbus business owner in the city's downtown district early July 4th is now being held in Columbia County Jail on a $10 million bond. 22-year-old Jonathan Javier Luna of Columbus appeared in Columbia County Circuit Court on Wednesday. Luna is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Jose Hernandez, also of Columbus. Luna is also charged with first-degree attempted homicide with use of a deadly weapon and bail jumping. Luna's attorney asked for a signature bond, but Judge Troy Cross said in his 25 years of experience, he could not recall someone ever being released on a signature bond for a homicide charge. A pretrial conference is scheduled for August 26th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today, up to 84 for a high this afternoon with not much wind out of the south at only 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine with an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Warm and muggy tomorrow with a high of 87. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy Friday. Oh, we are ready for another weekend, and we are just a few short, sweet hours away. Rest and relaxation. Here's Men at Work.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
From the land of plenty. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Material Girl, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:13 right now. And Dave Grant joining me this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Mandy Jones. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So, Finn has been very, very busy. You're pitch hitting today. Let's just say that, as I'm very fashionably late already on a Friday. At any rate, Finn has been very, very busy with his Shakespeare production of Romeo and Juliet. Last night was a very late night with dress rehearsal. And so he asked if he could get a little reprieve from actually doing the morning show while he tries tries to wake himself up and, you know, take some breaks in between those newscasts and things like that. So you were gracious enough to say that you would step in here on your actual day job, day off. And we're very, very happy that you're here. And you and I have spent a lot of time together the last couple days.
I was just going to say, you've been helping fill in, so it's the least I can do because you've been out at Sauk County Fairgrounds with me all week. So, you know, it's kind of nice to be in air conditioning right now.
It is, because later today we are not going to be in air conditioning, as we're going to be back at the Big Red Wagon just off Washington Avenue across from Midway on the Sauk County Fairgrounds. And we'll talk about the fair here in just a moment. And it's going to be a little toastier today than it's been the last couple of days. So a little bit muggy today is I think how the forecast is going to go. Sean Cable didn't really say it until tomorrow, because I think tomorrow is going to be worse. We do have a chance for some thunderstorms tomorrow and into Sunday as well. But yeah, you can definitely feel a little humidity in the air this morning when you step outside. Took Aspen for a walk already. And yeah, it was a little foggy and everything yet already this morning on Goose Poop Pond. So summer. This is why we love it, right?
And we're in that Big Red Circus, right? But at least we have fans. You know, I noticed as soon as I stepped outside this morning, I didn't sleep in, believe it or not. I had the day off today, but I've had things to do because we're being out the fairgrounds trying to get a few things done.
We're behind on everything else, right?
Right. Don't look at my lawn. Oh, wait. That's what I'm doing in between the morning show and going back to the fairgrounds before we have a hay field out here.
Don't look at your lawn. Don't look at my laundry room. It's all good. Right. It's all good because it's all worth it because we're having a great time at the Sauk County Fair this week. Now, I know that you and Wendy are very, very busy all the time, and you have spent a lot of time over at the fairgrounds this week, both you and your wonderful, wonderful, awesome significant other.
Very much appreciate her.
Right? Yeah, she's been like a food runner and everything else. She fills in if one of us has to run to the bathroom. I mean, she just kind of does it all, and we can always count on your amazing wife. Any fun stuff happening over at the Grant household? Any stout stories that you need to share with us this morning?
Well, it is kind of funny you mention that, because he's not a real happy camper this morning, because he's been having to need to get baths basically every 3 days.
Yes.
And so guess who had to get his bath this morning, bright and early?
Oh, Mr. Stout.
Yep. And so now he's back behind me in the chair looking at me like, yeah, I'm all wet. Gee, thanks. And so we got up early, we got his bath in, and so he has to soak for about 15 minutes after he's had that shampoo on. And so you're sitting in the bathroom, what am I going to do for the next 13 and a half minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot my phone, so I can't sit in there and read. I'm like, okay, well, I better not look like Grizzly Adams, so we'll get that out of the way.
Sure.
And then I can do a little cleaning in there, and then I'm like, okay, time to rinse him and dry him off. So we start getting him dried off, and I forgot to shut the bathroom door. Guess who goes flying out of the bathroom before he's fully dried off, right to the races? I'm not even kidding you, Maddie Jones. He's out here in the home office rolling around on the floor. Hey, I'm drying myself off. And I'm like, oh, no, not, no, no, no. But
guess who has a wet, soppy floor now?
Right. And guess who was doing this in his socks this morning and who has wet socks this morning?
Nice.
So, yeah, a great start to the morning. But, you know, it's all good. He got his bath and he is laying behind me, staring at me, looking at me like, where's my treat for all this?
Because right?
I forgot to do that. Yeah, I'm a bad dog dad today. And then, you know, he does get his treats when we put him in the kennel. So I thought, okay, good time to do some laundry. So we already had the first load of laundry in the washer this morning, bright and early. And
I know.
Then, so you just have to get those things done. And so I wanted to get that area vacuumed up already. So it's been a productive morning,
look
and it's not even barely 7 in the morning.
I was just going to say, it's like 7:17. You've bathed the dog, you've done some laundry, and I thought walking Aspen 2 miles and having a load in right now was something, but you've got it going on over there at the Grant household. I would love to, you know, share some fun, exciting tidbit of life from our house, but no, it's been pretty boring. Corey Hartman's been on the road again a few days this week. The kid's been hanging out, taking care of Aspen, and that's pretty much the gist of it. I will say the other night, you know, before I leave for the fairgrounds, I always make sure her food is ready because she's on a homemade diet, so it requires a few special things. And I always get a container ready for that night, so all he has to do is basically dump and pour and clean out bowls. Super easy stuff.
A container.
That's the key here. And then I got another one ready because, you know, we end up walking until just about the time I have to slide right into the chair, and she's got to do her thing in the morning because she doesn't like to walk when it's hot. So we're just kind of sliding in here, making things work. And so I always have a container,
right?
I have a container ready for the morning. And I got home from the fair the other night and I looked at the counter and I said to Dexter, I said, did you give her both containers of food? Now, mind you, she gets fed throughout the day. She has to have a couple different meals just to split up how she's fed and how it works for Aspen. And he goes, yeah, the one didn't look like enough. I said, dude, they were specifically measured out for this meal. Not that I care. She was fed. It was fine. However, she was hilarious because every time she'd move the rest of the night, she'd belch. And then if she'd stand up on her back legs, she'd let out a little puppy toots. And I was like, oh, yeah, this dog is way overfed tonight. But yeah. She got over it pretty quickly, and I'm sure she didn't mind the extra food.
Well, see, that's the thing is, you know, Stout, he is not real good about going to eat his food. And so he gets to the point where we put something in there, get him going on it.
Right.
Last night, guess who decided right as we're going to bed? It's dinner time.
Mm.
And so I'm standing in the kitchen going, okay, please eat, please eat. I want to go to bed.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, he's not going to be in a big hurry this morning. At 5 o'clock this morning, and normally I'm up by that point on a regular weekday.
Right.
5 o'clock this morning, all of a sudden he comes out from under the covers and here comes a nose to the face. I'm like, oh no, I was going to sleep in a few minutes, but okay, get him out, do his stuff. And he looks at me, it's breakfast time. I'm like, yep, somebody's
right?
on a clock here. So, you know, you get used to that routine and that's what they have. We
that's
have our
right.
routines.
And yes.
you know, it's all good, though. It's going to be
it's
a fun
good.
Friday.
And look at, by him getting you up early, look at how much you've already gotten accomplished for today. It's amazing stuff.
It is great. And you know what? I got to enjoy my coffee this morning because normally I drink my coffee before I'm in the office. I'm in the
right.
office pretty early. So this morning I get to sit here, talk with all you,
just
enjoy my nice cup of coffee.
Just
this
do
is
the sip
great
thing
way to start
instead
the day.
Of the guzzle thing. I love it. I love it. Now, before we jump into fair fun, I do
right.
want to touch on a few different things happening in the world of entertainment. One of the biggest that happened yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, but legendary actress Shelley Duvall passed away at her
I
home
saw
in Texas.
That.
She had diabetes, and cause of death is complications from the disease. She was 75 years old. Of course, a lot of people know her from being a co-star in the classic horror movie The Shining. She actually played Jack Nicholson's wife in that movie, Wendy Torrance. She was also Olive Oil in one of my all-time favorite cult classic movies that I so wish I could find. It was the 1980 Popeye movie with Robin Williams. That was a fantastic movie.
About that. That was
I
a
know,
great
right?
movie.
I mean, it's not like the
that.
Most theatrically awesome. Nobody
no,
was ever going to give
I
him
agree.
An Oscar for that. But it was Popeye and Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. That's really all you need to know. Now, she had roles in several Robert Altman movies over the years as well, including Three Women, Nashville, Thieves Like Us, and Buffalo Bill and the Indians or Sitting Bull's History Lesson. Now, her other credits include the movie Time Bandits, Tim Burton's short film Frankenweenie, and the comedy Roxanne, as well as the show's Fairy Tale Theater and Shelley Duvall. Duvall's Bedtime Stories, which I remember watching as a kid because she was just that legendary. She did take a hiatus, I should say, from acting and public life for about the past 2 decades, and she had to deal with some health issues during that time. She did return to doing a little acting. It was a horror thriller called The Forest Hills, and that was just last year. Now, the last photo that anybody has of her was actually taken 4 days ago. A friend and a super fan named Sarah visited her to celebrate her 75th birthday. So everybody does have a very current picture of Shelley Duvall, but not one of those. She was kind of one of those unsung Hollywood legends, right?
Right.
Yeah, we didn't really know a ton. I know.
Frankenweenie. I forgot about
I know. That was
one.
Another great movie. So everybody obviously trying to, you know, on social media, putting up their thoughts of condolences and talking about some of their memories, especially those Hollywood types of life with Shelley Duvall. Now, some other things not nearly as serious as somebody passing
yeah, let's
away.
Let's get into the fun stuff.
Exactly. But, you know, we didn't want to overlook that because,
no,
hello,
couldn't.
She did have an amazing you career. So, you know, we all love the Hallmark Channel, right?
Oh,
we do
yes.
or we don't, but it depends on where you're at on the whole
Some
scheme
more
of
than
things.
Others.
Is it Christmas in July over there already and they're showing all their Christmas movies? I feel like it's Christmas in July every day of the year at the Hallmark Channel.
It is, and it's been on for a while. It goes for another week yet, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. I figured.
In July.
So there's a new reality series that you're going to be able to see on Hallmark, and it's literally so that they can find their next Hallmark holiday holiday movie star. It's called Finding Mr. Christmas, and it's going to premiere sometime this fall on Hallmark's streaming service. 10 men are going to compete in a series of challenges to test their acting skills and Christmas spirit. Jonathan Bennett is going to be the host. He's been in Hallmark movies. You'd probably know him as Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls as well, if you ever caught that original. The winner will earn the title of Mr. Christmas and will film his movie this summer, telling you how much they actually put into these films, that they're going to be able to record it and get it ready for their premieres in November if they're recording it yet this summer. Just tells you everything you need to know about how those all go down.
Very quick turnaround.
Right. The movie is going to, it will premiere on the Hallmark Channel during their countdown to Christmas, which is usually, what is that, like October, late October into November?
Halloween doesn't even get its day there. They're already starting, I think, the week of Halloween.
Right?
These movies are out. And what I find interesting, they've been running these on Fridays and Saturdays for a while now.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay. And then we get into July, and then there's different Hallmark channels, I found out. There's like three different ones at least.
There's like the regular one and something else. Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And so the one started like weeks ago with this already. And now the regular Hallmark channel is doing it. They still get Golden Girls in. So I know if Corey Hartman were home, he'd be able to still watch Golden Girls.
One of my favorites.
I'm not going to make too much fun of Corey. I think he's finally feeling better.
I think so, after he fell out of the wagon. We'll talk about that later this morning as well. I don't know. Maybe one of the challenges could be some guy showcasing their best fake ice skating move, because you know that in those Hallmark Christmas movies, there's always fake ice skating that happens. Now, I also found this to be very interesting this morning as we talk about some different music. A list of overplayed rock songs at sporting events was recently put out by Loudwire. And it includes songs like Metallica's Enter Sandman, Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, The White Stripes' Seven Nation Army. You also have Thunderstruck from AC/DC on that particular list. So there you go. If you're ever at a sporting event, you can pretty much count it down that you're going to hear those songs. And you can't really argue with Loudwire, because if you've ever been to a live sporting event, those are all the songs that they play in some sort of aspect. And here in the great state of Wisconsin, at every sporting event I've ever been to, we also have to throw in a roll out the barrel and have a polka minute or two, because that's just what you do in Wisconsin.
Oh boy, I know my mom's listening, and there is definitely an inside joke with roll out the barrel. And so, all right, so the statute of limitations is up on this one, I can honestly say. And so I guess we can probably talk about this 30 plus years later. So I was involved in some performing arts in school, and you found this out last night as we were talking with Scott O'Donnell and Chuck Wagner, who's going to be at the Al Ringling Theater tonight.
Yep.
And so that kind of caught Scott off guard. He didn't know about this, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but I was involved in the performing arts in high school. We were at a wedding and asked to perform at this wedding, and so we did. Well, you know, we're in high school, and we're young kids, and there was some easy access to alcohol. Yes, and there was a half barrel of beer there, and my mom's already texting me. So you know, us being the great high school kids we are,
very four responsible guys, young adults.
Right, very much so. There was four gentlemen who decided they were literally going to roll out the half barrel of beer. And they took a half barrel of beer, which was not a good thing. Do not do this. That was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took the half barrel of beer. Someone held the door for them, and they put this in a Chevette. Of all places to put a half barrel of beer, it's not into a hatchback car, and then have it in the high school parking lot. Not a smart move, just saying. I was dumbfounded by this. Okay, full disclosure, I was the guy who held the door for them. I did hold the door for them. I thought they were just goofing around. I didn't realize they were going to steal it, but they did. So the next, we get to school on Monday morning, and the whole crew gets called down to the principal's office.
Uh-huh.
And I was not real familiar with the principal's office, if anyone knew me that well, until senior year, but that's a whole nother story. And so I'm in the principal's office, and so is the whole crew, and they're sitting there talking with us, and they said, "All right, we found the tapper. Where's the rest of it?" My first words out of my mouth, didn't even think about it. I said, "Why, you guys thirsty for beer this early in the morning?" Not good when law enforcement's asking questions, and they're just glaring at me. Well, it wasn't that hard to find the beer, because someone saw the half barrel sitting in the Chevette. And by the time 10 minutes into this, they had found the half barrel. Never drank any of it. No one got that far with it. But yeah, they literally rolled out the barrel. So we were going to be performing a cabaret show in a couple of weeks while a bunch of people got suspended from that, and the band was going to play Roll Out the Barrel. Guess what they could not play for years at the Wisconsin Dells High School?
You know, here's another moral of that story, though. Some people would probably learn from that experience. Others, we all know, you've got those people, they're never going to learn, and they're probably
right.
still doing the exact same stuff. So, you know, I never know quite how that one's going to go. But thank you for that story this morning, Dave. That was good. That was good.
A lot of people didn't know that one, so I've kind of kept that one quiet for years, you know. I was a little bit of an accomplice, unknowingly, you know. You think you're playing
right?
a prank, and they're doing something much worse, and you know.
Right?
Yeah, so every time my mom kind of chuckles about Roll Out the Barrel. So when we've done our request-a-thons, now you know why she's requesting Roll Out the Barrel.
I love it. I love it. Now, I'm going to have to keep that in mind because we will probably have request-a-thons coming up later on this year for a few different entities. So I'll keep that in mind when I hear from Linda. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Sauk County Fair because you and I are
yes.
going to be back out there again today.
I'm so excited.
I know it's going to be another fantastic day at the Sauk County Fair. And I'm just going to run down a couple events that are going to take place early this morning. At 8 o'clock, the dairy show is going to take place at Progress Hall. You've got this Horse Speed and Gymkhana event over at the Horse Arena, also at 9 o'clock. And then the Youth and Open Class Exhibit Buildings will also open at 9. Go check out all of the amazing talent that we have in this area, especially the kids, because there is some really cool stuff over there. And then one of my favorite events at the Sauk County Fair is the Taste of Sauk County. That is in Building 1 at 10 a.m. And then also at 10 a.m., some of your other buildings are going to open, including your commercial building, that McFarland's Farm to Fair area, and just north of the commercial building will officially be open at 10, and the milk tent will also be open at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, gather up the kiddos, go let them play and figure out how to farm, and then catch a story at the Fame Stage in the commercial building, because the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library is doing a free story time at the fairgrounds. And there were a lot of people over there yesterday, so go check it out. Of course, tonight at the Grandstand, we've got the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull. Adult tickets $20, kids 6 to 12 $10, 5 and under free, and you can get pit passes this evening for $30. And of course, throughout the day, we're going to be telling you all the other really great stuff going on at the Sauk County Fair, but sauk county fair.com if you want a full calendar of events. Now, you and I, Dave, have had the privilege of giving away some tickets to that Randy Houser concert tomorrow night at the Grandstand. We've been doing it with scavenger hunts, and so we want to give a little taste of what this scavenger hunt is. Now, you can't collect the tickets. Again, I'm going to say that. You cannot collect the tickets until we are broadcasting live from the Big Red Circus Wagon later today, about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But we want to put everybody on high alert of what we're looking for our first round. So what are we looking for today, Dave, that we have to have a photo of that you can come see us right away at 2 o'clock to show us and know that you are going to the Randy Houser concert tomorrow night at the Sauk County Fairgrounds? What is our clue for today? What do we need?
So we're going to make this easy, because you and I talked last night about this. We thought, okay, maybe we could use the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 608-355-9970. We had a little bit of an issue going on with that this week. That is fixed as of this morning.
It's so good to go, yes.
Yeah, so you can text us those birthdays and anniversaries. But what we're going to do is try to make sure you get those tickets, and we're going to be out at the fair, so we're going to make it easy. The first picture that we want to see right around 2 o'clock, Big Red Circus Wagon, come over with a picture of the Ferris wheel from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. So easy, you can't miss it. Now I'm going to give you bonus points. So you get two Randy Houser tickets for bringing us a picture of the Ferris wheel. We also have Milwaukee County Zoo tickets. If you get us a picture of you in the Ferris wheel sometime this afternoon, we'll hook you up with Milwaukee County Zoo tickets as well. So
our
first round.
Double prize. All right. So again, make sure that if you're over at the fairgrounds or you're listening to this right now, you have an opportunity to slip over there. Even if you got to slip over there over your lunch and then, you know, come back to get your Randy Houser tickets or something, we will totally hook you up though. All right. So come see us at the Big Red Wagon. That is your first scavenger hunt challenge for today. And again, we're going to be broadcasting live Big Red Circus Wagon off Washington Avenue. You can't miss us. We're right across from the Midway. We're the only circus wagon on the grounds, people. So you definitely can't miss us. You can't miss us. And bring that photo over and just even come over and say hi. We've got some other swag that we might be willing to hand out. And when I say might be willing, we'll definitely give you something.
We definitely are going to, because, and we should talk about the prize wheel, because we're going to try to get the prize wheel out a little bit earlier today. We know it's going to be hot today, and we're kind of keeping an eye on things for Saturday at this point as well. Now, our meteorologist, he he's still sleeping. I messaged him already early this morning to see if he was awake, because I sent him a little bit of the Storm Prediction Center stuff to see what his thoughts are, because he's our expert. So I don't want to cheat on Corey Hartman this week again.
Right. You did that, and he was a little upset. He doesn't like it when you get your weather from other sources, that's for sure. But let's talk about this forecast right now. Today, not bad. We mentioned it's going to be a little muggy. Mostly sunny, 84 for a high, clear down to 64 tonight. Then tomorrow, as Dave was just mentioning, we do have a chance for an afternoon or an evening thunderstorm. It's going to be warm and muggy once again. We've been talking about it all week. Temperatures were definitely going to get warmer this weekend, and tomorrow we are looking at a high of 87. Right now, it is 65. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night, the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Contra in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
7:37 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday. Almost another weekend. You just got to hang in there a few more hours. Was that enough of a pep talk to get you through? I'm doing my best because, well, we all want it to be the weekend. Bananarama now. This is Venus. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:40 right now. And if you want to shop local and you want to save yourself a whole lot of money, more than you normally do, you got to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now for our big re-grand opening sale. Today is your last day to get an extra 15% off. No promo code needed. You just got to do a little shopping, fill up your cart, and your discount will be applied automatically at checkout. There's some really great stuff over in the store. Now, here's an example of some of the things that you're going to find. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, a $25 certificate if you need to revamp the wardrobe a little bit. Only $14.45 right now when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Instant download on that as well. So if you want to run over there over your lunch hour, you don't wait for us to send you a certificate. It's right there on your phone, and you've got a whole new wardrobe before you even head back to work. If you love movies, music, or gaming, Spin Shack of downtown Baraboo, also in the store, a $20 certificate for you to do a little shopping there. $10.20, all you're going to pay during this big re-grand opening sale. Again, today is the last day. And then, of course, if the car needs a little work, we'd love for you to head over to Back Row Baraboo Motors. We have a $50 service certificate, only $25.50 right now when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. The big re-grand opening sale, it officially ends at 11:59 p.m. tonight, so you have all of today to take advantage of all these amazing savings. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food options, adult beverages, a little entertainment. Head over there right now. Do a little shopping. If you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, take advantage of those instant downloads so that you can enjoy Baraboo to its full extent. MaxFMBigDeals.com. A detailed look at your forecast coming up in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports. And don't forget the big birthday list, weekend one, of course, coming up in just a few minutes. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970.
Morning, welcome again, Brother Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a drop-off day for our July farm consignment auction from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at our Reedsburg auction facility. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that is the July farm consignment drop-off. It is today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Also today, we have a online-only auction preview for the Helen Moyer Estate. It's a household auction in Baraboo. The preview is today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That online-only auction ends next Monday at 10 a.m. Also next week, the Al Nicholas Estate auctions on Tuesday, featuring a number of Mack semi-trucks, as well as farm machinery and other items. And then on Wednesday, we have a 97-acre vacant land auction located just north of Reedsburg. Some excellent hunting land. More details on that can be found on our website as well. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
The Brewers get out dueled to Dam Fam. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee, where the only offense between the Brewers and Pirates came from former Brewer Yasmani Grandal, and that didn't happen until the top of the seventh.
Swing and a ball hit to the gap in right center field. This will head to the wall. Sawinski around second. He's going to tag third, and now he's on his way home. Terang's relay, safe!
Joe Block on KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh. That was the only offense, but it was hardly the storyline in the rubber game between the Brewers and Pirates on Thursday, a game that Pittsburgh won 1-0. Rookie pitcher Paul Skeens, who was last year's number one overall draft pick, kept mowing down major league batters in his rookie season. He was close to perfect through seven innings, not giving up a single hit when he got pulled after those seven frames. The Cardinals being idle caused the Brewers to lose only a half game in the standings. Milwaukee entering play with a five-game division lead with the Nationals in town for three starting tonight. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, up to 84 for a high this afternoon with not much wind out of the south at only 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine with an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Warm and muggy tomorrow with a high of 87. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a broom. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to, I can tell you. Make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love. You know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school boy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, UB40, the way you do the things you do. It is 7:49 right now. Dave Grant in for Finn this morning. And Dave, do you remember way back in winter, you probably made a list of some of the top things that you really love about the summer months? Insects and bugs, yeah, probably would not have made the cut, but I guess it apparently depends on which bugs, at least according to this new poll. They asked people about 20 different insects and asked whether their reaction to them was positive, negative, or neutral. In the end, butterflies came out on top. How can you have a negative view of a butterfly? Exactly. I just don't understand.
Such a beautiful insect, you know,
right?
And they don't bite you or sting you.
Exactly. 80% of people agree with us. They think that they had that they're a really they're awesome. Butterflies are really cool. 15% were neutral on butterflies. Only 4% had a negative view. I don't know who those 4% of people are. We cannot be friends because I think butterflies are awesome. Fireflies came in second, which we're enamored with fireflies. My husband loves fireflies. That goes back to his Uper roots. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot this year. Out here on Goose Poop Pond, it's like a nice little light show every single night. It's kind of cool.
Well, we walk out our back door, and that right and stout spot, that's where they're at. So guess who gets easily distracted by all the fireflies out there?
He sees the blinking of the little firefly behinds, right?
Something blinky.
Exactly. Followed by ladybugs, honeybees, dragonflies, caterpillars, bumblebees, praying mantises, interestingly enough, earthworms, and grasshoppers. Those are some of our favorite bugs. Shockingly, mosquitoes are not that popular, really. You don't say, huh?
Yeah, I wonder. They were bad last night, too.
Oh, they were bad. They're bad out here every single night. They actually came in last on the list. 86% of people say that they have a negative view of mosquitoes. 8% were neutral, and 5% are hardcore nature lovers and really love a good mosquito. Okay.
Probably the 4% that don't like the butterflies.
This is true. This is probably true. Cockroaches were the second most hated, followed by wasps, ants, cicadas, spiders, spotted lantern flies. Yeah, those things bite. They're annoying. June bugs. They always fly in your hair. Moths and roly-polies. I'm not even sure I know what a roly-poly is, to be quite honest. I would probably have to look that one up. But I can agree with all those. I don't really love grasshoppers either, especially certain times of the summer, because you never know when they're going to jump like right at you or in front of you. Yeah, exactly.
Like a bird.
I don't like, see, this is exactly what I was going to say. I don't like things that can surprise me. Birds can sneak up from behind and so swoop down at me, and grasshoppers can spring at me as well. I don't like to be surprised when I'm outside. Dexter is always enamored with dragonflies, only because, my Dexter, this is a total 17-year-old boy thing. He thinks that their mating process is surprisingly very, very efficient. So that's why...
It is.
That's why he thinks dragonflies are so darn cool. Again, a very 17-year-old boy kind of thing to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly it. So it's funny we talk about bugs because in my regular job, there's a walkway between one of our rooms and the garage, and there's a dead bug out there. And one of our coworkers thought it was funny, and it's laying on its back as well.
Sure.
So that's the part that's priceless. All the legs are up in the air. It is kind of disgusting.
It's like
looking.
A metaphor for life, isn't it?
Right? It's laying on its back. It's dead. And someone said, someone dropped a roach. Well, it was a beetle, and it is huge. And guess what? They took a picture of it. It's still sitting in the hallway 2 weeks
later.
That's
hilarious. That's, well, again, metaphor. At this point, it just deserves its own little shrine, just sitting there and ushering everybody back and forth throughout the day. I'm just not a bug person in general. Some bugs are okay. Some are horrible. I don't like anything that's going to fly in my hair or get in my ears. Like, anytime I have a bug that flies into my ear vicinity where I can hear it drives me absolutely bonkers. And we've all heard my tale of woe with the mosquitoes. I'm highly allergic to a mosquito bite. It's absolutely ridiculous. I hate them. It's like just a little venomous bug flying through the air, and I don't understand why we have to have them in the world. But apparently at some point in the nature process of creation, somebody thought that this was the way to go. So I got nothing. Don't get it. I never will.
And you just get the itch forever. It's ironic we're talking about bugs this morning, because after Stout had his bath, I'm going to clean the bathtub. And in the minute that took place between him getting out and me going back in to clean it, there's a spider crawling around in the bathtub looking right at me.
Sure.
I'm like, where did you come from? And I didn't want to scream because then Wendy's going to make fun of me more than she already does. And I'm like, wow. It just literally appeared out of nowhere. It's no longer with us because, again, I'm trying to clean out the bathtub so other people can use it and not have all the hair in there, right?
Exactly.
This thing's crawling around in our bathtub at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'll make fun of Corey Hartman. I mean, the man does a lot of things for me. He makes sure that there's a lot of things around here taken care of. When it comes to spiders, he's like a five-year-old little girl. I mean, it is absolutely the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, seriously, it's a daddy long legs. It's not going to hurt you, but just doesn't like the spiders in life. And then, of course, if they're in his room, then he won't go to sleep because then he thinks they're going to be in his bed, and it's a whole big thing.
Well, and I knew this about him because I was going to put some fake spiders in his office just because, you know, I am known as a station prankster, yes. Probably rightfully so, because we try to scare the crap out of each other. And unfortunately, we do catch others in our crossfire. Rhonda. She was one of the more recent victims, you know. And, you know, we think back to the Mike Ganger days. We accidentally got him in the crossfire really bad as he was trying to go on the air filling in for people.
Yes, it was not a good moment for Mike, but he handled it like a pro. That's for sure.
But I might do it. Corey's not in his office as much, so no. I might have to do it. And I know he's not listening. He might still be sleeping.
Probably. I know he's got a meeting at 9 o'clock, so hopefully he's getting up. I know. He's in Madison. He stayed overnight. He's only got to walk about a half a block to get there. He stayed at one of the motels down by the headquarters. So
like 8:50, he can stroll in.
Exactly. He should be good to go. Hey, we do have a full birthday list today because it is the big weekend celebrity side of things. And we'll remind you before we jump into that, if you're celebrating today or over the weekend, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary, or you maybe know somebody who is, you can text us this morning at 355-9970. We're going to start right here at the top of our list. Mulala Yousafzai is celebrating a birthday. Now, she is 27 years old. She is that heroic Pakistani girl who got shot by the Taliban on her school bus for standing up for education as well as women's rights. She has continued to do that since she's been a teenager and become a very outspoken force to the point where she and her family will never be able to probably return to their home country ever again. She currently resides in England. I can't believe it's so crazy because if you remember Malala's story, she is now married. And her book is incredible. I've read it several different times. And anyway, I'm always going to be a fan of her for what she stands for.
For sure. Happy birthday to her. 27.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one. Let's see. We've got Rachel Brosnahan on the list. She is in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and she's also Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman Legacy. She is 34 years old this weekend. From the UFC, Conor McGregor is celebrating a birthday this weekend, Dave. He is 36 years old. Now, if you remember way back in the day, he tried boxing Floyd Mayweather and lost badly.
It didn't go well.
No, it didn't. In fact, they had that one. Everybody was touting that as it was going to be such an amazing fight that you could buy it on pay-per-view. Right. And people were so upset because they spent like, what, $50? And it was literally over in about 2 minutes. It was completely done. It was bad.
$50. My buddy spent money on it. And we were all excited to watch it. And it was the quickest way to spend $50 in 2 minutes.
Exactly. Besides going to a bar, right?
Yes, exactly.
At least you get something good at the end of your $50 there. You didn't get anything great out of the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight.
And everyone was just in shock with it too. I mean, that was the other part of it.
I think he expected him to put up more of a fight, and he just really didn't. He had no chance against Floyd Mayweather. Let's see. We have Phoebe Waller-Bridge on the list. She has become a huge celebrity over the last few years. She was L337, the droid in Solo, A Star Wars Story. She's 39 years old. Michelle Rodriguez, who is Letty in the Fast and the Furious movies. She's also Rain in the Resident Evil movies, Trudy in Avatar, and she was also Anna Lucia on Lost, which happens to be one of Finn's favorite shows of all time. She is 46 years old this weekend. Topher Grace. Oh, I love him. He was Eric on That 70s Show. He's also Venom in Spider-Man 3. He is also 46 years old this weekend. We have Steve Howie celebrating a birthday. He was Van Montgomery on Reba, and he also played Kevin Ball, who was Gallagher's neighbor who runs the Alibi Room on Showtime Shameless, if you've ever watched that series. He was also Harry Tasker on the very short-lived True Lies TV series. He is 47 years old.
That did not make it long, unfortunately.
No, it didn't. I was a huge fan of Reba, though. I thought that was a great show, and I'm actually very excited that she's coming back with another sitcom this fall. I'll check it out. I don't know if it'll be up to par with the original, because some things you just can't duplicate, but it's Reba McEntire.
It's Reba.
She's awesome. I love her. Brock Lesnar, a WWE superstar. He's also 47 years old this weekend. As the Summer Olympics arrive very, very soon, we're going to